Daf Yud Ches Tosfos. Tosfos discusses that one could hold a Sefer Torah b'zroyoy and read. This is the shaila if a person walks in the Beis HaChaim. If he does that, he's over in Loeg L'Rosh. So Tosfos says, really, even Baal Peh, one should not read in the Beis HaChaim as Loeg L'Rosh. Then Tosfos discusses what happens about riding on a Sefer Torah if you're scared it's going to be stolen. So Tosfos says, riding would be asa, but to put it behind you on the donkey, that's okay. And he says, even Sefer Torah. And even if you want to say it's asa by Sefer Torah, but Nevi'im Ksuvim, it's okay. Because Gemara says, Dafka Sefer Torah. But it says, not Mestaber, because the heter of Nachim Velistim, that's Pasha, that's Mutter. Why should be asa? And we see before in Yerushalmi, if you have a satchel full of svarim, or there was bones of a mace, he could put it behind him and ride on it. Chiddush is that he can even ride on it. Then the Gemara says the Sefer Torah is going on the Sefer because the listener, you're allowed to ride on them, and the same thing would apply that you're allowed to put it behind you even without listing, Tosfos says. Then one would be able to protect it, even if there's no listing, you can keep the Sefer Torah behind him while he's riding on a donkey. Then the Gemara says that they would, if they wear tzitzis, they'll say, tomorrow they're coming along with us, and now they're cursing us. Tosfos says, we see in Perikat Chelis that we put tzitzis, even on the Talasim, as they're dying, because Loeg L'Rosh. So it says, pshat is that when we understand this, that the fact that Chaim, people alive, are Metzuvah, and Mesim are not Metzuvah, and we know God la Metzuvah, and Mishen Metzuvah. And the case of Tchelis is they put tzitzis on the Mesim, but now we remove it. Why? So Rabbi Natan says, Dafka them, that all their life they would wear talis with dalet kamfas, and they would wear tzitzis, and anyone that was be oisik with them would have tzitzis, then it's like L'Rosh if they wouldn't have tzitzis. Or because it says, L'Doi Reisam, L'Doi Reitam, complete generation. But us, that even when we're alive, we don't always wear tzitzis. If we would put it, it would be like L'Rosh. So he says, why don't you put on those that have when they're alive? So then it would be like L'Rosh for the other ones. And then Tom says even more, he heard from the people of Lucerne that they would take off the tzitzis, because the tzitzis is the gematria of Taryag. How? Because it's 600 plus the 8 strings and the 5 knots. And if he wears the tzitzis, he makes it sound like as if he was Kayim Kala Terekula and looks like a liar. So he doesn't like that, because even now that we're alive, why do we wear it? We're not only Kayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But it says maybe we're Saimach on, that says in Sechta Smachas, that Abishol told his sons, put on Tchelis Mafilyuni. Even though the Gemara argues on it and says he shouldn't. So there's some things that we don't go like our Gemara, and we go like the Svarim Chatzonim, just like from Chazon Yishayu and the Psikta, and says Vaychal, that the Gemara says by Tainis you read Brachas Klalas, Masech Tasefim, we read Vaychal. The Ritzvah would not remove them from the corner, he would tie them and tighten them inside the corner, so he wouldn't have any Machlekes if they're Mechuyev Tzitzis or not, because if they're Mechuyev Tzitzis, they have Tzitzis. If not, they're covered up, they're tied up inside. Pasuk said that he was better than the two lions of Moav. Who are they? David and Shlomo. They built the Beis HaMikdash and they came from Rusa Moaviyah. Next Tosfos says Ben Ishchai. So he says, what do you think? Everyone is not Ben Ishchai? So the Svarim of the Yaakov, it says Chai, but we read it Chayil. And from this Pasuk, we're Medayik here, that it's not written Chayil, only Chai, and that's why he's considered, even B'meis, he's considered Chai. And then the second Teretz in the Gemara said, is where he learned Sifrod de Beirav on a winter day. He says, he learns it out from the word Ari, because this is one of the hardest Svarim to learn, like a line. Sechabar, because showing that it's the middle of the Svarim, and that's what he learned. Then the Gemara brings Uriah, we see here, by the case of the last case of the Gemara, by Avuah de Shmuel, he said that you're going to be joining us soon, you're going to be buried quickly. So one says, Al Niyadi. So he says, how do we know? Because he said, you're going to come, you're going to be buried soon. I want your answer the same thing as I said before. Maybe it's the Malach Hamaves, Doima, the Malach Doima. He said it. So he says, the Malach Doima knows only what's going to happen that day. But in advance, he would not know, because he himself, the Malach, doesn't know who he's going to kill from one day to the next. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Yud Ches.